Oh, Taylor Swift, my Swifties, what can I possibly say other than she's a freaking genius? So I've been listening to Taylor Swift's album for the past, probably 12 hours. Yes, I did stay up till 12 midnight, followed most of it on TikTok first, and then was able to finally download the album that I pre-ordered for $13.99. You like that? 13? Of course it was $13.99. So that was fun. I finally was able to go to my Apple Music and listen to it all. And I mean, how exciting, how cool. You've got, you know, 14 songs, I think a total of 31 songs, if I'm not mistaken. I don't even know because she dropped more songs at 2 a.m., which I found that out at 5 a.m. Because I did fall asleep listening to her music, not because it was boring, but it was because it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I find it to be absolutely genius, genius. Her poetry, her writing, her thinking, her being aware of things. I mean, saying words that you don't hear every day. Like, how do you find the alchemy? Like, what? Like, that's brilliant. What another way of saying chemistry and finding each other and being with each other. And I mean, and then Fortnite with Post Malone. And it's just, you know, the collaborations that she puts together, and she takes her time. Yet, how did she make a freaking song about a Super Bowl champion, Mr. Travis Kelce? How do you have time to write a song that made me cry? It literally made me tear up. I mean, the whole love story of them is just a love. It's a notebook. It's a book. It's a love story. It's something that I think all of us have always wanted for ourselves, for our kids, for your best friend, you know, for anybody who loves love, right? Who doesn't love love? But this just happened, and we were so lucky, and, you know, lucky for us to have witnessed it happen in front of our eyes. And I know that just one song is not just the only thing on the albums, but just watching them go through this whole love story, and for her to write a song about it already, and it's out. I mean, come on, people. You cannot like her. You cannot like her. I'm nobody to tell you, oh my God, you have to like Taylor Swift. I have a handful of friends, maybe two handfuls full of friends, that literally like, oh my God, I can't stand that bitch. Really? Okay, well, turn the music off. Don't listen to her. Stop playing it on YouTube. Don't watch her. I just don't, you know, that's for anything. That's just like any baseball player, basketball player, soccer player, hockey player, anybody. You don't have to like everybody that, you know, the same. Not everyone has the same taste in music, sports, movies, you know, comics, comedians, whatever. But it's just it's lighthearted news that I like to listen to. I like to hear the fun. Taylor Swift is at Coachella with Travis Kelce, and, you know, Ice Spice is saying, you know, hey, motherfucking Swift, like, I love, you know, like, it's just fun. Because you know what's not fun is the news, is the hardcore news that we see on CNN, on Fox, everywhere, right? So why not listen to an album that drops at 12 a.m. on, you know, April 19th, which, by the way, her video with Post Malone drops today, I think at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central. I don't know. It's tonight. Do I have my alarm set? Absolutely. I mean, it's just, it's the people that follow her, that follow all what does she call them? The Easter eggs, or the, you know, all the clues. I mean, people literally, I'm not that. Maybe I'm not a Swiftie. Maybe I'm not even a Swiftie. I don't follow the Easter eggs. I don't look for the clues. I don't know what the upside down clock that is, you know, turned 2 o'clock a.m. I don't know what, you know, the red 13 on the elevator is. Do I notice them? Yeah. But she's literally drawn out a map on what is coming up next. That's just fun. That's just her being an artist. That's just her drawing it out, literally drawing it out so that we continue to like her and so that we continue or maybe to not like her. Maybe not everybody loves all these songs. I mean, honestly, do I love every song? No. Some of them are very different, very boring, very, that's a little different than the Lover album or than, you know, 1989 or whatever. But I definitely think that her collaborating with Post Malone and Florence, you know who I'm talking about. I can't think of her name right now, but it's just, and I like the fact that there's a lot of people that don't like the fact that she writes about her life. Okay, well, I feel like for me, I like that it's genuine. It's a true feeling. It's a true moment. It's a true, I feel like there's a movie going on in her head 24/7. She's just writing and writing and writing. And I feel like she has a little notepad somewhere, or she talks into her phone and records it in her voice audio like I am right now. I mean, you know, because why wouldn't you? Why not? Why not? If you're that vulnerable and that, no, maybe not even vulnerable. If you're that confident to share what you're feeling on the level that she writes and on the level of poetry, the poetic side of that, are you kidding? If I could write like that, if I could talk like that, yeah. Well, and the thing is we don't talk like that. That's why music is so beautiful. It's such a universal thing. It's such a universal subject that everybody likes some type of music. Some people like opera. Some people like heavy metal. Some people like country. Some people like gospel. Some people like all different genres. But it's music, and everybody can connect to it one way or another, and it brings us all together. Does Taylor Swift bring us all together? No, but she sure does bring a lot of us together, I'll tell you that. I can tell you right now, I could probably bring in 20, 30 people into my house right now if I said I'm having a Taylor Swift release party. I can guarantee you that. I'm not going to, but even my nieces, even my nephews, my sisters. Yeah, does my husband love Taylor Swift? No, but he gets her. He enjoys her. He likes her. He thinks she's beautiful. He loves her voice. Is he a Swiftie like I am? No, but does he turn the radio off when she's on? No, no, because he knows better. I'll chop his hand off. you know, I have her on most of the day as I'm getting ready or in and out, back and forth. But yeah, I like my, yes, Whiskey. Do you like Miss Taylor Swift too, Whiskey River? That's my dog in the background. Yes, Whiskey River. Yes, you like some Taylor Swift. So, yes, I think this whole feel of Taylor Swift right now, continuing after her Eras tour, which she's going back starting in May. I mean, she's it right now, and she has been it for a while, and I'm not mad at it. I'm absolutely enjoying it, and I love the fact that she is doing it on her time, on her schedule, when she's ready, when she's just making this go on and on and on. Next thing I'm ready for is I'm ready for a wedding. I want to have a wedding. I want to see a wedding. I want to see babies. I want to see all kinds of fun stuff with them. I hope that they do well. I know they will. I think that it's a fun thing to follow. And I know not everyone's going to agree on that. And it's okay. Not everybody has to agree. So yeah, I'm definitely excited and happy for the new album, Songs. I think it's 41. I don't even know. I'm not that into it, but I'm into it. I love me some Taylor Swift. I love her fans. I love her entourage. It seems like she's got a great group of people around her. Her parents are supportive. Her brother's supportive. She's got a great support system, which we all need in whatever we do, whatever it is. I don't care if you knit. I don't care if you walk dogs. I don't care if you wash dishes. I don't care if you're a chef. I don't care if you're a police officer. I don't care if you're a school teacher. Everybody needs a support system. And I envy what she has around her. It has definitely made her successful, happy, maybe not all the time happy, but she's happy now. I hope. I'm in my heart of hearts, in my deep of all deepness, I hope she's happy. I hope everybody is happy. I hope everybody lives to be as happy as they possibly can. I'm not trying to get on a soapbox here. Just be you, be happy. You don't have to love Taylor Swift. Love who you love. Be who you want to be. Enjoy what you want. And right now, and probably for the rest of the summer, it will be the torture poets department summer for me. And a Taylor Swift summer, as it probably was last year too, now that I think about it. But no, I'm excited. I hope you are too. And like I said before, if you're not, it's okay. But take it, sit down, and if you're not doing anything, listen to just two of her songs, maybe four. Maybe go back and listen to her old songs, and maybe you'll become a baby Swiftie. And if you're not, you're not. It's cool. It's okay. I think her costumes are great to watch on stage. The costumes are everything. I mean, her dancers, which I can totally relate to. I mean, not on that extreme level of being on stage and being a performer, but wow, what I would do to be next to Taylor Swift on stage. Shoot, just to be in the same building with her. I mean, the closest I'll ever get is, we have the same initials. T.S. I know. I'm a dork. I know. I'm annoying. I get it. It's okay. You don't have to like me either. But yeah, the costumes are gorgeous. And did y'all know that her shoes, every shoe that she wears on stage is custom made by Christian Louboutin? What? Christian Louboutin. And that's been a thing for, I mean, years and years and years. But when you see those red bottoms, ha! I mean, I've got 3 pair. The girl can make, oh my God, she could do a whole galleria of Christian Louboutin shoes. It's a dream. It's a dream. So yeah, if she was my friend, if only. I think she is my friend. You know what? I'm going to say she is my friend. She's my friend. I might not be her friend, but she's my friend. Why not? But yeah, I'll go back and watch the Eras Tour concert again, I'm sure. I might even play it here in a little bit. Might even have time to watch a few songs of hers before I head and go out and about here on this Friday night. You know, what else can I say? What else can I say about Miss Taylor Swift? I can't say enough. You know, Coachella, her showing up at Coachella. And by the way, Coachella is supposed to be like, you know, drinking and, you know, just messiness. And, you know, when you get into those crowds, no, I've never been, but I know enough about it. Like that's a big place full with lots of people. And let me tell you, her security is definitely on point. They even go so far as to dress chill. They dress casual so they can fit in. And They've got some hardcore, like, military style, like Sons of Anarchy looking dudes. Like, don't you even think about. And you know what? They were having the time of their, not the security, but Taylor and Travis when they were there. It was like, wow. It was like they were just normal people. Yes, I know they're normal people, but you know, she's one of the biggest stars in the world right now. And she just nonchalantly walks up into the front row or whatever, sixth row, wherever she was. And Travis is right there. And you know what I love about it so much is that he's right there behind her, protecting her and yet loving on her without a care in the world, without a care in the world. And they're just enjoying the music, enjoying the DJs, enjoying life, enjoying everything that they can take in while they can. Because I know Travis Kelce is about to go back. Well, not about, but he's going to. I think they go back into probably, what do you call it, off-season training in July, if not late June. So I think he's probably going to go with her on her next leg of wherever she's going. See, I'm not even that much of a Swiftie that I don't memorize her tour dates. I don't memorize the city she's going to. I don't know, but I'll look it up. If anybody wants to know and I can post it somewhere, I will. But it's not like I'm like, oh yeah, she's going to be in, you know, New Mexico next week. She's going to be in Sydney. You know, she already did Sydney, but I don't know it all. I just know that when the news comes out about her, when people are talking about her, I'm listening. I'm watching. I'm seeing. Ooh, you know what else is really exciting? Somewhere I heard that she's going to collaborate with Stella McCartney. Now, I also did hear, allegedly, this is just rumors, I heard that she met Stella McCartney to possibly be designing what?
none other than what? A wedding dress. A wedding dress. A wedding dress. Of course, we would love that because that's just, you know, that makes all us girls and, you know, get all giddy and excited. And oh my God, what would she wear? We've seen her in so many beautiful dresses. What style would she wear? Well, you know what? She could wear anything. She could wear anything. She could wear one of her bedazzled little leopard leotards that she wears on at her concert and walk down the aisle. And I would not be mad. I would not be mad. So, but no, I think that she is definitely collaborating with Stella McCartney, who's an amazing, amazing designer. I think they're going to come out with some kind of clothing or, you know, purses or something, something. And if you notice, when she was at Coachella, she had a Stella McCartney crossbody. So there's her little Easter egg there for us, maybe. See, I'm catching on. A little mystery. She loves the mystery, and I love the mysterious ways. So it's just fun. It's just all fun and games. This makes me happy. It makes me smile. You can kick me if you want when you see me and tell me to shut the hell up about Taylor Swift. And I'll be quiet for a little bit. But no, I'd rather talk about that than the wars that are going on, than the man setting him on fire in New York right now, than the people that are leaving their children, you know, to be abandoned because they don't know what to do with it. It's just, who wants to hear about all that? Nobody wants to hear about that. We know that it's happening. We don't want to turn complete blind eye to it, but I much rather hear about fun events such as this. So anybody who's out there who enjoys Taylor Swift as much as I do, please feel free to contact me and we can discuss this. You can call in, we can chit chat about it, talk about the album, talk about what songs we like, what songs we don't like, what songs are confusing, what songs, who they're about. Just get into it. It's just fun. I like it. I hope you do too. Well, on that note, you guys, thanks for listening. And to all my Swifties, enjoy the Tortured Poets Department album. I know I will be. Talk to y'all later.